Welcome to Member Spotlight. My name is Scott Kurland, and every month we like to bring you a member who goes above and beyond and showcase them in a different light. This month is Eileen McDougall. Say hello, Eileen.
Hello. Ooh, I didn't know I was above and beyond. Thank you very much, Scott.
Oh, you're welcome. So you do a little program here for us called Books Do. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. I was invited by Sandra Curtin, who was a previous executive director, to come and start a show when she heard me at the Wilmington Memorial Library doing one of my quarterly book talks. I'm actually a confessed book junkie, and it's very...
You get out of here.
And it's very important that everyone is entitled to my own personal opinion about books.
So, with Books Do, you have achieved something that is, you know, you're on what,
44th.
Okay, 44 episodes. So you actually filmed most of those over the summer, a good chunk of them. What made you decide to do that?
I did because it gives me a sense of security to have a certain number of episodes taped and under my belt so that at my leisure I can come in and edit and still know that if I want to go off to Florida for a couple of weeks, ha ha ha, I'm semi-retired, I can do that and not have my large audience be disappointed at having a late episode. And that was sarcastic.
So what has been your favorite episode to do?
We did one episode that had an author, or actually a subject and an author, about a 16-year-old Carter Reed who had stabbed to death a fellow student in high school, had served 20 years, and then had come out reformed and ready to pick up his life. And that was a two-part episode, and it was very moving, hard not to cry. Carter cried. The author cried. It was a cry fest, but really a very powerful episode about the need for appropriate criminal justice for teenagers.
Did you actually go to the facility?
No. Carter and the author, Gene, came here. He was out by then.
Okay.
I would very much love to film an episode on book clubs in prison, but I have some work to do to get permission to do that.
Yeah, I'd assume so, because there's so much red tape.
Yeah.
So basically, one of my favorite episodes that you've done is, I was actually there, when you did Hypertext.
Yes, in Lowell, we went on the road, and you were one of our intrepid camera people and director. And we visited a new independent bookstore, Hypertext, because it's incredible to me in this day and age that a new independent bookstore would be opened up and really be accepted as a great asset to the Lowell community. So I was thrilled to go up there and meet with Sheila Kale, the owner.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it, because bookstores, sadly, like one of my favorite things, the video store is going the way of the dinosaur. So it was really great to see like Hypertext, which didn't it used to be like a bridal shop?
It was a great bridal shop, but now it's more importantly even a better bookstore. So instead of saying yes to the dress, you say yes to great coffee and to wonderful books.
Look to the books.
Yeah, there you go.
So what other episodes in your mind you remember like just having favorable?
Well, there's one I do here every year. It's an annual one, and it's when we have Kids Day at WCTV, and I bring in all the kids who are here having fun, taking studio tours, getting their faces painted, and I bring them in and ask them about their favorite book. And those, I believe, are the most highly watched episodes because, of course, their parents share them with the grandparents. And the kids are very spontaneous, and they'll absolutely tell you what they like and what they don't like, and it's a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to doing it again this year.
Yeah, they have some like really crazy responses too.
Yeah, sometimes they name titles that I'm like, and I go on to Google and I can't find the titles, and then I listen really carefully and I figure out what they were saying, especially the little kids.
Yeah, this year one of them was like La La Loopsie.
Yeah, and I found it. I found La La Loopsie, so.
So, what is your dream like author or someone in the book industry to get on Books Do?
Well, I guess I would like to catch one of my favorite authors on a book tour and drag them into the studio by force. The person I'm thinking of the most is Richard Russo, who wrote Empire Falls, which was Wilmington Reed's book. And he's going to be appearing in Essex in May, May 15th. Their library roped him in, and I'll be up there, and I'll be throwing myself at his feet and begging him to at least do a Skype with me sometime. I did want to mention that Books Do is the first show at WCTV that used Skype technology, which is very exciting.
Oh, wow. I mean, I love Richard Russo, and I'm a huge fan of Empire Falls, both the book and the miniseries. Are you mainly a diehard book junkie, or are you like all pop culture going into film, television?
I do like film. TV, you're not going to believe this because my husband works with Comcast, and basically we have every aspect of every channel in the house at very, very moderate costs. And I have friends throwing titles of miniseries and streaming series all the time. And it's very rare that I put down a book and watch TV. Very, very rare. I should, but I figure, when I'm in my 80s and we all get TVs implanted in our brains, I'll watch them then.
So you'll watch all of Friends on Bubble Chip.
Right. And I haven't even seen Breaking Bad yet. Like, how bad is that? That's really
That's
pitiful.
Shocking.
It is.
Very shocking.
It is.
So with Books Do, where would you like to go in the future?
I'd like to go to other towns aside from Wilmington. Sean has helped me to send out a notice about Books Do to other cable TV operations with no success so far. So I'm going to be looking for people that I know in each town to surround their local production studios with signs saying we need Books Do, and hopefully spread the program to other communities. That's my ultimate goal.
So is that going to be an ongoing goal for this year or just in general next 5-year plan?
I think if I can find a successful hook to get them interested, hopefully then word of mouth will carry it through. There are some towns that already have a book program. I think it's usually a very easy program to do. You just bring an author into the studio. The fact that we go outside the studio, I think, makes it a little more interesting. So I have to come up with a strategy and a successful strategy, and I'd like to get at least 5 other towns under my belt and then really come up with a marketing campaign.
That sounds amazing. Do you remember, this is going to be a very tough question, do you remember the first book you ever read by yourself?
By myself. I can remember not specifically, but I remember the first book I think I really remember loving and wanting to read again was this book called The 5 Little Peppers and How They Grew. I mean, it's a great title. I mean, 5 Little Peppers is a good band name, too, or 5 Hot Peppers or Chili Peppers, something with Chili Peppers.
You mean the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah, there you go. So we always had books in my house. My parents were not great readers, but every week we went off to the library, and I always tested how many books they let me take out because I was always at the limit. And I also will announce that I am still at age 64, one of the fastest readers in the world. However, I've been slipping on the comprehension and remembering side. So, but check out The 5 Little Peppers and How They Grew. I bet it's still in print, and it's a great kid's book.
Do you stick to a specific genre? Do you like fiction, historical fiction, nonfiction?
I like fiction is the top, and literary fiction. But I'll get interested in a specific subject. Like I saw the movie I'm Not Your Negro, which featured the writings of James Baldwin. And now I'm on a reading jag about the civil rights movement. Even though I was around during it, I wasn't in the South, and I'm not black. So there are very many experiences I'm gleaning from that even though, you know, you study things perfunctorily in school, I was living it, even though I wasn't actively involved. So I go off on subject jags. I've also been to southern India to attend a wedding of a very dear friend of mine. And so Indian fiction authors are of great interest to me as well. I always have an Indian novel kind of sitting around waiting to pick up or waiting to order. And also, since Wilmington has now a growing Indian population, I think that's a good thing.
Have you read Lion?
I didn't read the book. I saw the movie. I thought it was excellent. Just great acting, and conceptually, there could not be a more dramatic story. It's amazing that this is a true story.
It felt very literary.
Yeah.
It felt like I was watching a novel unfold.
I think there was the novel, or maybe it was his autobiography, maybe. Mm-hmm. But certainly, if anyone hasn't seen that, it's the child who plays him is remarkable, and Dev Patel is very easy on the eyes. So,
all right. So we're wrapping up, Eileen. Is there one advice when it comes to reading or creating a television show that you would want to impart on people?
I think Lisa Capala from WCTV helped me a great deal by telling me not to be nervous, be as natural as you can. You know, nobody wants a performer. People want someone that they feel comfortable with inviting them into their home. And also don't say all the time. That was probably Lisa's greatest piece of advice.
Well, Eileen, we love having you here. Book Stew is a great show. And thank you for being our member for this month.
Thanks, Scott. It's an honor. I appreciate it.